the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right. Hi again, everybody. Welcome back aboard our local hour here. KSPT in Sandpoint, KBFI Bonner's Ferry, and NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and it is Wednesday.
Is it now?
Yeah, one of my top seven favorite days of the week.
It's in my top 10.
It's my favorite one that's like right in the middle of the work week. North Idaho Wednesday, North Idaho Hump Day. Time for another award-winning caliber edition of Ricky's Top 10. Speaking of awards, congratulations, Ricky, on winning an Emmy earlier this week. It was nice of Jimmy Kimmel to recognize you. Too bad you weren't included on the Zoom feed. We could have virtually accepted your Emmy Award Sunday night. Anyway, almost every week on a Wednesday, we take a look at a Ricky's Top 10 list, and the subject is usually pertinent to something that's going on that particular week. Julie? We've done Top 10 Christmas movies at Christmas time, Top 10 Super Bowl halftime shows at Super Bowl week, Top 10 favorite ice creams in the middle of the summer, stuff like that. So what's happening this week?
Well?
How did you know? Well, as of yesterday, summertime has turned a new leaf, so to speak, and we are now officially into fall. So today we'll be talking about our top 10 favorite things about fall in North Idaho. And as almost always, we bring in an expert guest host to help us out. And today we have what is arguably the world's most renowned expert on all things fall.
Definitely.
Perky Smith-Hagedon is with us. Perky, how are you?
I am fabulous. Thank you.
And we were just talking before we came on. You are a retired teacher, principal, in the school, educator in the school system here. You just retired. This is your first fall off.
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's amazing.
You've just been lounging around.
Yeah. The trouble when you're a type A and you retire, your type A follows you. So I put in a shop. I've been working on artwork. I've been hiking and camping and all of that. And I'm kind of stressed out by how much fun I have to shove in to this time.
Which you don't have. You have all the time to have fun.
I keep going, don't have to shove it in anymore.
Right. By put in a shop, she means she installed a wood shop and built a woodworking table and built all the shelves and, outdid the inside of the entire shop by herself.
Yeah.
And with dug a trench
no
to
skills.
Electrify it.
Yes. So it was a big endeavor, but it was super fun.
Good for you. Well, of Ricky's seen all it. The years, you know, the weirdest year of our lives, to not be in the school building. This is the year to be home.
Yep.
I would have to think. Ricky, congratulations with the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce first annual Sand Creek Regatta last weekend. It was cold. It was windy. But we had four entries. And tell us about it. For me personally, Kate McAllister and I did the play-by-play live on YouTube. And we had so much fun.
It was a blast.
It was really a blast. So tell us about it.
That's great. I think everyone who came had fun. Perky gave me a few good photos that she had taken that are in my Wednesday newsletter when I get back to the office after this. But I was shocked. People showed up. I woke up that morning and almost just called the whole thing off. I was like, it's cold and rainy. Nobody's showing up to this. But some sturdy North Idaho folk got on their rafts in Sand Creek. Beaten Basils fell over twice before they even boarded the raft. iCarts, at least got on the raft before it sank and then flipped over.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah,
we did have a fairly successful boat race, and I think it was a lot of fun. We're definitely coming back with it again next year, bigger and better. We also want to tie it into the other, the second most funky event in Sandpoint, the Winter Carnival Parade, that is back by Pop. We try to cancel it every year. People demand that we have this 10-minute parade. It was 9 full minutes last year is how long the parade lasted.
Well, it's cold outside.
Yeah. And that wasn't 9 minutes of floats going. That was 9 minutes for the floats to go all the way around the block and back.
You are kidding.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
It's
and
great.
It always thaws.
Yes. So we want to tie in the regatta to the Winter Carnival Parade. So watch out for that. I'll be announcing all of those parameters. coming up. But yeah, it was super fun. I'm really glad everyone made out. Sunshine Goldmine, Beaten Basil, iCarts, and our race director, John Knepper, all participated and won awards. Somehow all four entries won.
And the awards were beautiful.
Thank you. Yes, our very favorite chamber volunteer, Scott McLongstreet. A frequent guest of the show, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Made our awards for us. He's our designated trophy maker at the chamber.
Yeah, so all in all, a success, maybe not monetarily a big fundraiser, but it will be in the future. I think Hopefully, it was a great event, and to have it after Labor Day every year, so it's kind of a... Okay, a lot of the tourists are gone, not particularly this year, but just something for the locals to get together and have a big celebration.
That was the nicest part, as you can both attest to. Everyone at the event we recognized. Like, even if you don't know them personally, you knew this person from living in Sandpoint, and it just felt so good and familiar.
It did.
Yeah.
And it was a lot drier where we were up on the bridge than the people in the water.
In the water,
A couple of epic failures. A couple other things, announcements before we get into our top 10. Rock Creek Alliance having a fundraiser at IPA, and you're wondering how can they do that in safe distance? Mm-hmm. Well, it lasts over several days. It started Monday and will go until October 4th. And you could stop by because they're only allowing X number of people in the bar at one time. And so you can safe distance and join the raffle and give money to Rock Creek Alliance. So still needing money. More information, you can go to IPA or rockcreekalliance.org. Winery has live music this weekend with Kevin Gardner. There's a community hall foxtrot dance lessons being taught this Saturday.
Dance lessons
Friday,
dance lessons
7 today? Until 10. Yeah, so they'll use at your own discretion. what else have we got? Let's see, Piano Sunday with Dwayne Parsons at the Ponderay Winery, and stuff like that. And the Shauna Deese is still doing their scenic tours, and this is a great time of year.
Hope now instead of City Beach, but
oh, gotcha. So
beautiful time of year.
Yeah, a beautiful time of year to get outside and do stuff. And what we're going to do right now is we're going to play some stuff for you, commercials, and then we will come back. We have Perky Smith-Hagen on with us. It's Ricky's Top 10 Favorite Things About the Fall, so stick around.
Now is the time to gear up and get those projects taken care of. Let Thick and Thin Beams of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantel, desktop, or beams up to 44 feet long. Just about anything you can dream up, the guys at TNT can help design. Be sure to check with Thick and Thin Lumber first for all your wood product needs. For fast, reliable service and competitive pricing, stop by the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road or check out their website, tntbeams.com.
It's that time of year with back-to-school savings at Knutson Chevrolet. You could be cruising in a new 2020 Chevy Equinox all-wheel drive. 20% off the MSRP of $29,780. You can buy it now for only $23,824 after rebate. Five to choose from at this price, plus tax and fees. Or hit the back roads in a new 2020 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab 4x4. MSRP $42,130. Buy this one only for $34,929 after rebate plus tax and fees. Test drive our new shopping experience with Shop Click Drive at Knutson.com. Experience our commitment to your safety and security. Find the vehicle you like and schedule a test drive. We'll bring it to your home or office, or schedule a time just for you at the dealership. Find new roads at Knutson Chevrolet, minutes west of Coeur d'Alene and just a short drive east of Spokane at 1900 East Polson Avenue, Post Falls. Knutson Chevrolet, hard to say, easy to save.
You might not realize it, but your timberland is under attack. Recent years of drought and frequent weather extremes have left our North Idaho forests vulnerable to disease and insect damage. If you own 10 or more acres of timberland, Idaho Forest Group can help you protect your forest investment from damage caused by insects and disease by performing a free on-site assessment. Our forest expert will visit your property, analyze it for current or potential problems, and draft a long-term timber management plan to help you avoid costly future damage. Thanks to years of drought and extreme weather, our forests aren't as healthy and strong as they once were, leaving them vulnerable to beetle invasions or disease. We can help turn that around. And if selective thinning is recommended, you could turn your marketable trees into cash at one of our IFG mills. Schedule a visit today with an Idaho Forest Group forester. Visit us at idfg.com.
As a member of the Sandpoint business community since 1963, Lighthouse Foods is a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports. Since the beginning, Lighthouse has been committed to investing in and having a positive impact on its employees and the communities in which it operates. Proud to be 100% employee-owned, Lighthouse has been named Best Workplace and Best Innovative Manufacturer in Bonner County. Interested in starting a new career? Go online to lighthousefoods.com for a list of current job openings.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. I missed that catheter commercial. Wasn't in that break?
Oh, shoot.
What's that number? 1-800 pocket catheter or something like that. Anyway, we are back. Ricky's top 10 favorite things about fall in North Idaho. What is the difference between autumn and fall? You're probably wondering that right now.
Yes.
Autumn and fall are interchangeably used words for the season between summer and winter. Both are used in American and British English, but fall is used more often by Americans and Canadians, and autumn is more of an English
I like
term
the word autumn.
Mm-hmm. For it. And it was autumn until, you know, people, they discovered America. And then at harvest time, you know, when the farmers would bring in all their crops for to survive the winter, it just became like an American-Canadian slang thing for fall for obvious reasons. I think one that you probably haven't thought of is it's also Oktoberfest season, mm-hmm. you know, in Germany. And people go to Oktoberfest all day, then they try to walk home and they fall down.
Totally.
That could just be a conspiracy theory. I don't know.
I think you nailed it.
Yeah. So no, it was actually, you know, due to, you know, obviously leaves falling and stuff like that in the harvest time. Sure. During the 1600s, people were farming less and leaving the rural farmlands, moving to metropolitan cities, and the term harvest became less immediately applicable to their lives. So fall just became the word for this time of year. So interesting stuff. Yeah. So that's what's going on. And it could also be said that it's also, you know, like football season. So when a player has the ball and the defensive player hits him, he falls down.
Totally.
So
yeah.
Those are just my theories. You guys have your top tens. I'm going to stop talking and turn it over to Ricky.
Speaking of football, that's pretty much all of my list. Those are my favorite football. Things about fall. you've done this show.
Yes,
before.
I have.
You're an mm-hmm. old hat at mm-hmm. this. Mm-hmm. I mean, a young, fresh hat at this.
well-seasoned hat.
Yes.
You've been on the show
still
before?
Wearable.
Oh, yeah. No, you did a show when I wasn't here.
Yes.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go from 10 to 1. Mm-hmm. And do you want to go first?
Sure.
Okay, sure.
So I was thinking about fall, and this just happened. And so my number
yesterday.
10 is my lovely school gave me a gift certificate to iCarts when I retired. And so occasionally I go and buy some food from them. Hmm. So I bought some food and I sit on my patio and we have this amazing flock of birds right now. They have taken over my yard and they're eating all the gnats.
Oh.
And so that's one really fun thing that I've done this fall is to do that, to sit and watch the birds getting ready for fall.
That sounds lovely.
They're fattening up and boy, they have been there for a week and a half.
Wow.
Eating. All day long.
Jeez.
Well, when they're done.
It's a lot of gnats.
You could send them down the road to my house because I have gnats. Yeah. I noticed this morning.
Yeah, the fall gnats.
Yeah, so yep. I need birds.
Birds won't be far after that.
Yep, they're coming.
I like it. my number 10 is number 10 because it holds some very fond memories, but then also some fairly painful ones. Fall hikes. I love because finally the weather's cool enough that you can get out and do these gnarlier hikes where you're not like dying of heat. Mm-hmm. However, one of my very first fall hikes when I moved back here was with our very own Perky and her son Jake. We were taking a 2-hour hike up a very established trail and Jake went, nah, let's hike up, just bushwhack up the side of this mountain instead, which I was not mentally prepared for. And Jake is like a gazelle, just 8-foot long legs walking through the woods like it's his natural habitat. And then there's me, who's like drip sweating and red as a tomato. And then poor
making
Perky,
lots of noise.
Yes, all the noise.
Lots of grunting.
Perky behind me keeps going, Jake, maybe we should take a break and drink some water, because I looked like I was dying the entire time. But the payoff at the end from the top of the ridge, and we were toasting with whiskey, and it was lovely and delightful. But
oh my gosh.
So yes. After the whiskey, did you fall down?
I actually did. They wouldn't let me turn my headlamp on. When we got back to the road and we were trying to find the car, they wouldn't let me turn my headlamp
on. But you were bushwhacking in the dark.
Yes.
You have to walk in the dark because it's more exciting.
Yeah. And so I did actually fall and twist my ankle toward the end of the hike. So it was fine, but
sorry about that.
Yeah. Still, fall hikes, one of my favorite things.
My number 10 is football. Just in general.
That's a good one. Sure.
Perky, you're number 9.
Hey.
I want to tell you, though, that the pictures of that hike came up on Facebook today. Mm. You know how they give you memories?
Yeah.
So I'll show them to you.
Such a sweet.
Number 9. The smell of leaves that I have to rake for almost a month in my yard.
You have a lot of leaves.
Ricky's been to my house. Uh-huh. I've turned it into a jungle. But I found out this year there's a local woman who will come with a horse trailer and take all my leaves away. She's doing some sort of composting project. Oh. So I'm super excited about that.
That is exciting.
So I do like to rake the leaves, but it does get a little old after a while.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the first year in 3 years that I have not had to pick up thousands of apples off the ground. So I'm pretty excited about that. Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah. So the leaves, are they all from trees in your yard?
Yes.
Because I often, you know, I moved into town a few years ago and I noticed a lot of people with these little backyards like mine, that trees from the neighborhood, the leaves blow into my yard. And I'm thinking, should I make that guy come pick up his leaves? Those are not my leaves.
Well, hopefully my neighbor never does that because I'm sure mine are going in her yard.
That's a really good, legitimate question. You should talk to your neighbors about that. My number 9 is, again, not so far so hard this year, but typically the end of September means most of the tourists leave and we get our town back.
Has that been true at the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce?
It has not been true, no. As a matter of fact, if you tried to stop by this morning, I had locked myself in the building so that I could actually get some work done before coming to the show. So it has not slowed down too much yet. Still waiting for that to happen. I'm hoping the heavy snow year. Mm-hmm. Will facilitate that a bit. But typically that's my favorite part about fall, is that it's like, one, just a beautiful season and my favorite, but also that we get to walk around downtown again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's been a lot of us, not to put down you tourists that are listening, but a lot of us locals who, you know, with all of the COVID and everything, have really not been going out much.
Right.
And because, you know, if the restaurants are only at 50% capacity, I'm like, well, there's a whole bunch of people from other places in there. I'm not going in.
Exactly.
And so I think as we get into winter, that'll be more and more. It's going to be interesting, though, with this whole COVID thing about when we can't have outside seating anymore. Right. When it's just too cold. So it's a weird year.
Yeah. Do you have a number 9?
Football.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Football's my number 9. And we'll find out. We're with Perky Smith-Hagen on. It's Ricky's top 10 favorite things about fall in North Idaho. And we'll continue with that right after this.
At last we can enjoy
going to Mountain West Bank,
where you can drive up, walk in, or do the night deposit thing.
And you can still bank from home, you know.
Oh yeah, you can, can't you?
Their online banking and remote deposit make it easy.
So you can deposit checks, make loan payments, and pay bills from the comfort of your couch.
Or with the help of a friendly teller.
Either way, I love where I bank.
Me too.
Mountain West Bank.
Member FDIC.
Do you or a loved one need help understanding this year's Medicare options? The Idaho Department of Insurance SHIBA program offers free, unbiased Medicare help and information. Call 800-247-4422 to talk with a counselor today. Get simple, straightforward answers to all your Medicare questions at 800-247-4422. Ad created with grant funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Hey, Don Thomas here for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, Carpet One, and Sandpoint Furniture, also known as the Ponderay Design Center. And that's what I want to talk about today, who and what we are, and all that we can provide in the way of making your house a home, just like the radio jingle. Well, it's never been more true than today. I think the best way to explain all that is by example. So let's say you're a building contractor in the beginning stages of a new home or a full-scope remodel. You've got a time frame and a budget to keep in check. You've used us before, so you're confident you can send your clients to our design center. And they'll see lots of product and make lots of decisions. Maybe they'll start at the Carpet One showroom and pick out bathroom, kitchen, and floor tile, carpet, wood flooring, and even area rugs. Then they'll come on over next door to our Selkirk Glass and Cabinet showroom. They'll see offerings shown in doors, windows, cabinets, shower glass, and more. And now, they've saved enough money, they'll want to head back over to our Sandpoint Furniture showroom to take a closer look at all the beautiful displays there. So whether you're a builder or a homeowner, you owe it to yourself to come check us out at the Ponderay Design Center. That's the only place you need to go.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town, or a hurricane strikes, or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
We are back. Ricky's Top 10 here on North Idaho Wednesday, North Idaho Hump Day. We're talking about top 10 favorite things about the fall. And during the break, we learned that our engineer Derek once had a girlfriend named Autumn. But apparently, at some point, they had a falling out.
Hey-o!
I told you I wasn't going to talk, but I lied. So I'm done talking. Perky, your number eight favorite thing about fall in North Idaho.
Okay, so my eight is a little melancholy. But it's watching the entire world go to sleep, the natural world, to protect itself from the frozen days. And this, I like to watch it. It's really interesting. Like, speaking of falling leaves, you know, dropping their leaves and animals leaving and the birds are leaving. And it's a little sad, but it's good because then they'll come back in the spring.
Right. It's like a good sad.
Yeah, it is. It's just melancholy. It's like, oh, I'm going to miss my beautiful maple leaves. But
I'm a big proponent of allowing yourself to feel your feeling. Like, some days you just need to feel sad and then you can feel better again.
That's right.
So it's sort of like fall as a metaphor.
Yeah.
Well, that's what beer was invented for. When you're feeling sad,
just
have beer and like, I love this time of year.
Yeah. And I can say that now that I'm retired.
Little beer really
that
helps.
That explains the water bottle on the table.
No, there isn't one. I swear.
Speaking of animals leaving, you know, I don't know if they go on vacation or they head south for the winter, but where do like yellow jackets go? And then in the spring, there's millions of yellow jackets. Like, where were you guys all winter?
They hibernate?
They hibernate.
Underground?
Mm-hmm. And in woods, wood, rotten logs.
Well, if you're a yellow jacket out there listening to this, stay there. Just try spending a summer in that rotten log. You'll love it.
And I wonder what causes die-off. I wonder how cold it has to get.
I know. That's kind of what I was getting at.
But I hardly had any this year. I had the best yellow jacket year ever.
Interesting.
Yeah. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Ricky, you're number eight.
Thank you. Mine is specific to Sandpoint, although maybe not. I mean, you could. Anyway, it's both Evans Brothers Coffee and Panhandle Conan Coffee, two of my favorite places in Sandpoint, have their seasonal flavors. Panhandle Conan Coffee has seasonal flavors all year round. They always change their seasonals, and they're great. But fall are a couple of my favorites. A lot of the Evans Brothers coffees are really spicy and, you know, comforting. And then Panhandle Conan Coffee, my favorite. I love when they take the pies from the Pie Hut and turn them into ice cream. So right now they have a pumpkin pie flavored ice cream that is amazing. It has little bits of the crust in it. Super good.
They actually turn the pie into the ice cream?
Yeah.
Oh.
Exactly.
Very cool.
Yeah. It's really good. And there's a couple of other seasonal flavors, too, that they have on right now that are just, I gotta say, fall's my favorite. You know, it's just one of those things. Very distinctly different from the summer flavors. Warm and comfortable and spicy and just,
And making me hungry.
If you haven't been to Panhandle Cone and Coffee, you owe it to yourself. Yes. It's not like 31 flavors or anything like that. It's very unique, and I am not a big sweets fan, but I went there during your fundraiser thing where you had to go to 20 businesses. And got the fudge ripple thing, peppermint fudge ripple. Yeah, that's legit ice cream. That was great.
It's very good.
Absolutely very, very good. We are favorite things about fall. Perky Smith-Hagedon, you're number seven.
Seven. Ooh. Well, it used to be going to school and seeing the kids again after a whole summer off. But that's gone. And now I have new freedoms, which is super fun. So I think fall is even going to feel even more exciting and everything soon. But it's given me a ton of time to do my artwork. Because I don't have to do all yard work.
Right.
And everybody's kind of slowing down a little bit.
So what is your medium?
I'm finishing a surprise birthday present for Zach, the editor of The Reader.
Who hopefully is not listening to the
show. I know. So I'm not going to go into it too much. And I'm finishing a pencil drawing of my grandma.
Oh, beautiful.
And then Ricky stole my thunder by telling about all the things I made out of wood, which was super fun. But I am going to make part of Zach's present in my woodshed. Fall, everybody slows down a little bit, relaxes a little bit, and I like that.
Yeah.
Gives you time to do other things.
So, Perky, you were telling us before we came on the air that even though you're not at Northside School, you have been going out there to visit and to handle their recycling and such. What's it like for the kids out there right now? I mean, a lot of us adults haven't even thought about what's happening at the schools.
Yeah. Well, first, I have to say how proud I am of LPOSD. They worked nonstop figure this out, and they figured it out. Every classroom, I'm talking elementary, every classroom is a cohort, and they don't intermingle with any other class. And within the classes, they have little cohorts. And so the kids are in pods. And I went yesterday and talked to a whole bunch of the teachers, and I thought I might hear complaints. Not a one. Of course, they want it to go away. But it's created this amazing amount of creativity and flexibility.
Wow.
And there's plexiglass everywhere. There's masks. I'm just astounded. Amazing. And the kids they're so flexible.
They really are.
They just moved right into it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She said they don't even, the minute they get in line to go out in the hall, they put their masks on. She didn't even have to ask them. So,
amazing. Well, hopefully, not too distant future, they can look back at this fall and laugh about it. Going, right. Remember, we had all that flexiglass? Wore those stupid masks.
No, kids are a lot more resilient than we often give them credit and for. The
school district has done a phenomenal job. Like I said, I can't even imagine what they're going through this summer thinking like, what are we going to do?
Breaking news update. Zach is, in fact, listening.
Oh, no.
Spoiler alert.
Well, I didn't tell exactly what it is.
He does say you have a good radio voice, though.
Oh, thank you. All right. I take after him. I want him to be on the radio.
Oh. You're number seven.
Oh, thank you. My number seven is the fall weather. Two of my favorite occurrences. Wind and rain both happen often in the fall. Mm-hmm. I love a windy day. I know people often get annoyed with this, but it just is so thrilling to me. I love the energy in the air when there's wind. And rain, walking in the rain is just one of my all-time favorite activities anytime, anywhere. I love rain. It makes my hair curly. Like, everything about it is just fun. I love getting to wear, rain boots and carry an umbrella, and just everything about it is thrilling to me. So those are my my two favorite things about.
Well, that is one of the great things about North Idaho are the seasons. And, you know, like when summer starts, you're like, oh, this is so great. I can wear shorts and just a Hawaiian shirt. And it's hot. I can actually go out golfing and it's sweating. But then by the time it's done, it's like, yeah, the fall. I mean, like Perky, you're saying the leaves coming down and just a little chill at night. Yeah, it's like, this is so cool.
It is.
Good one.
Thank you.
My number seven is football, by the way.
And so
move right along to a Perky Smith Hagedon, your number six favorite thing about fall.
Okay. Well, it used to be and will be again Fall Fest.
Yeah.
But we don't have that right now.
I mean, at the Schweitzer Fall Fest?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Schweitzer Fall Fest. So now my favorite this year was a regatta.
Oh, thank you.
I haven't belly laughed for. Since this started,
sure.
I spent the whole time laughing and a sense of normalcy. It just felt normal because we knew everybody.
Yes.
And we went to the IPA and we knew everybody there and it was just super fun. So now I have two favorite fall things.
And the aforementioned Zach Hagedon was on the winning.
Both of our songs were. Yeah. Yes.
Can I brag? Yes. Zach and Jake. And Matt Kenny, the owner of Sunshine Gold Mine, they slammed it.
Yeah.
Sorry, other contestants.
They won by about 100 yards.
Yeah, at least.
Impressive.
And they lollygagged on their way back, too. They weren't even pedaling on the way back.
No, they're kind of zigzagging.
Well, they even went over and talked to his wife and his kids and Josh and Sarah, and then they went back.
And meanwhile, iCarts was swimming for their lives.
They actually assisted iCarts going back to the shore.
Yes, they did. So. I have a great photo.
It was a rescue operation.
An epic failure, and I think they were going for it.
Yes.
I
mean, they really
sank from the second they got in the water. Ricky, you're number six.
Hey, thanks. My number six, I sort of alluded to this in the last one, is getting to wear all my knitwear again. I love...
With your curly hair and your knitwear?
Yeah. I love my wool sweaters, and I just have that's 98% of my wardrobe is knitwear, like just knitted things that are, I love everything about warm, cozy sweaters. That is my comfort zone. If I could wear a sweater all day, every day, that's what I would wear. It's my...
That beautiful sweater you got.
Exactly.
In Europe.
Yes.
That's a gorgeous one.
A few. Of wonderfully Irish knitted sweaters. It's so much fun. I love everything about it. I love scarves. I love if I could just drape myself in wool and cashmere every day, I would. But it's often too warm for that. That's my number. That's it. That's my number six.
Perky, imagine what Ricky was like. We were in Westport County, Mayo, and we went into this store where everything was handmade by the woman working there. It was all wool and scarves and hats, and it was like she was in heaven.
How many did you come away with?
I showed a lot of restraint. I got a scarf for Willie and a scarf for myself and gloves for myself and a hat and a sweater for myself. I'm actually wearing the hat that I got there today.
Nice.
I just broke mine out yesterday. Yeah. It's fall. You can wear the wool hat.
A little
fall.
Jaunty cap.
Let's do our my number six is football, by the way. Let's do our number fives and we'll get our last break out of the way.
Okay. So mine is feeling all pioneer.
Are you sleeping outside in a wagon or
no? I hate to admit this, and it took a long many many years to admit this living in Sandpoint, but I actually was raised in Los Angeles.
What? Neither of us have ever been to Los Angeles.
So anyway, you didn't have to do any of this stuff. So to me it still feels, it's super fun.
Yeah,
it's raking leaves. Getting wood. Firewood, putting firewood away, taking down the garden, insulating the house. You just feel, it's just different type of work that's makes you feel accomplished, like you're very mature and getting ready for this horrid, horrid snow, horrid, that you have to shovel all the time.
It's terrible. Sometimes 3-4 times a day.
Oh, yeah.
Just to leave the house.
Sometimes you can't get out.
Real quick, true story. A friend of mine, Bill Adams, lived out in Laclede, just recently sold his house. A couple from Arizona bought it. I believe they bought it online. So they finally came here to see the house they had bought. And he had moved into town, so he left a couple of cords of wood for them. And the woman goes, so what's with all the wood? And he goes, well, when it starts to get chilly, you take a few pieces into the house, you put it in the stove and light it on fire, because that's how you stay warm. And she's like, oh my God. I had no idea.
All pioneer.
Yes. my number five. Am I still here?
Yeah. Thank you very much.
This is sort of along the same lines as my knitwear collection. I like to layer my bedding. So in the summer, it's a cotton sheet and one cotton blanket and then two cotton blankets. And now it's a cotton blanket, two cotton blankets and a comforter. And I just got to add a wool blanket onto my layering. And I'm so happy about it. By the dead of winter, it's three wool blankets along with all of that. And sometimes a little throw quilt on top. But this is like the most thrilling part of it. I love the feeling of having the weight of the wool blanket on my bed again, and it's nice and toasty. And I actually, it's a little too warm for me still. I still have my window wide open while I'm sleeping. And I actually kicked my sweatpants off in the middle of the night because it was a little too warm. But I'm not taking that wool blanket off my bed again.
Good one.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah, really what's your number five?
Football. I think football is a good thing.
Yeah.
And with that having been said, we are going to take our final break, get it out of the way. When we come back, we have our top 4 out of 10 favorite things about fall in North Idaho. We'll get to that right after this.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
These days, it's more important than ever that we carry on our Idaho traditions of hard work, shared sacrifice, and care for our communities.
Please continue to practice social distancing, wash your hands thoroughly and regularly, wear a protective face covering in public, and always follow the latest safety guidelines.
If we work together, we can rebound responsibly.
Together, we are One Idaho.
Learn more at one.idaho.gov.
Padre Garden Center's fall sale has begun. General Manager William wants to send out a huge thank you to all their customers and the community for all of the support during their best year ever. Padre Garden Center is moving out all existing inventory at huge savings. Antique furniture, old doors, windows, and much more. All at crazy must-go prices. If you're looking to start or finish a project, you'll want to come to take a look now for the best selection. Padre Garden Center on Highway 95, just a mile north of the Schweitzer Cutoff Road, opens 7 days a week.
Super One Foods in Sandpoint wants you to know they're going to great lengths to keep their customers safe. They've installed acrylic shields in the check lanes and the counters are being continually cleaned. For your added convenience, try their shop online service. Just go to superonefoods.net. Place your order and set the time for pickup. When you arrive, your personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and bring them out to one of their parking spaces reserved just for online customers. It's that simple. Go to superonefoods.net and shop online today.
Bi-Mart's Big Buys are here to help your family save money while taking care of your needs. Upgrade your kitchen with a Sharp 1000-watt microwave. And cook breakfast in style with a Presto griddle. Keep your canine comfy with a Carpenter Co. pillow pet bed. And clean your outdoor spaces with 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner. Bi-Mart is ready when you are, so take advantage of these great deals and more. They're all at your Rathdrum Bi-Mart until October 6th. Big brands, big value, Bi-Mart Big Buys.
North Idaho's Radio and Parker Subaru are teaming up for the 4th annual Sandpoint High School New Car Raffle. Help Sandpoint High School students reach their goal with your purchase of new car raffle tickets. And on January 8th, you could be driving a new 2020 Subaru Crosstrek Premium. Last year, students raised over $58,000. Get your $5 new car raffle ticket from any Sandpoint High School student. Sponsored by Parker Subaru and North Idaho's Radio.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. Got about 10 minutes left to get through our top 4 favorite things about fall in North Idaho. Our expert, world-renowned expert, guest host, expert on all things fall, Perky Smith-Hagedon. What is your number 4?
Number four, pretty big one this year. I spent my COVID money upgrading my yard. I wanted to make it way more edible. So I put in an apple tree, 5 blueberry bushes, a whole bunch more raised beds.
Wow.
So this fall, it's been super fun trying to keep up with all the food that it gave me. And I'm just super excited. I've been making stuff and putting it in my freezer. I made a whole bunch of spaghetti sauce and preserved all the spaghetti. And
you made us a spaghetti on your patio and put these beautiful garden-grown tomatoes on my salad that I did not
eat.
Yeah,
she didn't
and
eat them.
I'm sorry.
So you grew your own spaghetti?
I kind of blew it on that one. Yes. No.
Well, when those apples kind of overtake the yard and you've got millions of them, this girl sitting right next to me here is an expert at apple picking up.
I'm an expert at bribing people to pick them up for me.
Yes, I have been bribed.
Very good at
to pick them up.
Yes.
Very good.
My number four is that very first hint of fall when you walk outside in the morning and there's that little crispiness in the air and you can smell it and you can feel it in your nostrils and in your bones, and it just feels like fall all of a sudden. So that little hint of crisp in the air is my number four. Yep. Dad, what's yours?
Football. Football's good. It happens in the fall.
Perkier number three.
Kind of goes with yours. It's crisp and cool. And I went camping quite a bit this summer, but it was way too hot for campfires. So it's having a campfire and you actually want to sit around it.
Yes.
And
use it for
making
warmth.
Fire in your house.
Yeah.
That crackling warm, so that nice. Lovely smell. It's my fave.
Yep. Very good. My number three, because I can't have a list without a cocktail on it, is a hot toddy. It's been too hot all summer. I haven't had a hot toddy in months. I got very good at making. I would use my 32-ounce Evans Brothers water bottle and fill it.
That's a lot of hot
toddy. Hot toddy, yes. It was that was my winter drink this winter. but yeah, definitely excited that it is back to hot toddy season.
Yes.
32 ounces, that's enough to cure not only the cold you have this season, but the next 2 years.
Let's hope.
It's a lot of hot toddy.
She might share it.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Maybe. You share.
Sure, yeah.
Well, Perky, you had mentioned that the smoke. We're going to skip straight to my number one so you guys can do the rest of the show. But
sure.
Not so much anymore, but I remember years ago, like say in the 80s, 90s, Friday night high school football at Memorial Field, and it would be that first chilly autumn night, and everybody had wood smoke. And just that first smell of the wood smoke in the air and the old wooden bleachers and kids out playing football in the mud and the way God intended, and just that feeling and that smell. And it's like, God, it's legitimately getting chilly outside. It was awesome, and really missed those times.
Mm-hmm.
So,
good one.
Oh, and football.
Oh, football. Sure. Football. I mean, that was football related.
That was football related. Perky, we are down to your
number two.
This has got to be tough because you've had some great ones so far.
This would be the month of Zach and Danielle, my oldest son's anniversary, which is today. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
And
top 10 favorite things about Zach show.
Well, I happen to like him a whole lot. I like Jake too.
That's a good topic for later.
But even more importantly, his birthday is on, I believe, Sunday.
I believe so.
And the old man is turning 40.
Wow.
But Zach, it's fall and you get to put all your warm clothes back on. And I know how much you love that. And I love you.
Aw. That's a good one. It's hard to top. My number two is hats. I do have a couple of very favorite hats that I get to put on. They're too hot for the summer. Although Zach wears his wool fedora all summer. It's too hot for me. So I get to put on my wool fedora again. And like I said, my little wool hat that I got in Ireland, and a couple of my other, you know, warmer weather hats that I finally get to pull out and wear again. And I just love hat season. I love wearing a hat in the rain. Hats, man.
Yeah.
You're number one.
Number one. Okay, so again, usually I'm going to school. So this is kind of a new favorite fall, but camping and hiking when it's not. You alluded to that.
Exactly.
It's not hot anymore. You can enjoy your campfire. Huh. So hiking and camping around Sandpoint. And we've done a lot of really, and we actually went to Montana once, but the hiking is amazing this time of year. Because you're not all hot and sweaty.
Yeah, very good. Mm-hmm.
So and can you have beautiful open campfires right now?
No, there's, I don't think so.
Technically, yes. There's a...
in a campground, you can.
Right. There's a burn advisory all summer that's been in place because of COVID. So they're saying if it's not a necessary fire, don't have it. And I don't know how that will affect the fall wood stove burning because they haven't put an advisory out on that yet.
Interesting.
So we will see.
Huh?
Ricky... Okay.
Number one.
Your number one favorite thing about fall in North Idaho.
Thank you. Long story. My favorite thing about spring in Los Angeles is the jacaranda trees. First, they, you know, all of the leaves fall off and they're bare all winter. And then they just like are heavy with these crazy purple blossoms that snow down on the sidewalks. And it's beautiful. And they line every street. And it's just this amazing scene. So in that vein, my favorite thing about fall and Sandpoint obviously are the turning leaves and them just raining down everywhere and the crunch of the leaves under your feet and everyone making leaf piles and those memories of a kid and the smell of the leaves and jumping in the piles and just I love the turning of the leaf driving through certain neighborhoods in Sandpoint. Don't worry about it. That have the most amazing trees and
South Sandpoint leaves are unbelievable.
Yes, yeah, they are. I won't say my favorite street then. Thank you very much. but yeah, there's just something so romantic and beautiful about it. And I love one of the, I think, most underrated drives in Sandpoint that people do all day, every day, and don't even think about is the little, like when you cross Sand Creek on the highway and Fifth Avenue coming into town from the north side, and there's, you know, you go under the train bridge and you're just entering Sandpoint and there's all those trees just along the railroad tracks there. It's so beautiful, and I think nobody really stops to appreciate just how gorgeous that little teeny tiny stretch of road is right here in Sandpoint with Sand Creek and the water going down and the trees along Sand Creek, and just it's so pretty.
Another beautiful fall is Bum Jungle.
Yes.
It's like a tunnel of falling leaves.
Oh, absolutely.
It really is. That is spectacular.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise known as the Pondere Bay Trail.
Sure. Yeah, sorry. People, whatever you want to call it.
My 42 years here, I can't.
I still call it Bum Jungle all the time, and people just look at me like, huh?
Yeah. Don't worry about it. I still call it Swan's Landing, you know?
Yeah, and the garden. What happened to the garden?
What happened to the garden? Yeah. A beach house.
The garden was just gone one day.
It was
there, and then it was
I drove into town,
gone.
And it was like, what? I love that restaurant.
Yeah, someone did warn me this last summer. I was going down to Pondere Bay Trail, and they said, you know, I hear that there's people kind of living in those woods. And I go, well, they always have.
They have.
It's
for
their
50
house.
Years.
We're
maybe
just
longer.
Walking through it.
But. Perky Smith Hagedon, thanks for joining us today. We'll do it again sometime. We'll think of some others. Maybe talk about top 10 favorite winter camping things, because God knows you're probably camping in the middle of winter.
And if Ricky has anything to do with it.
Thanks for joining us. We're thinking about top 10 least favorite movies of all time.
Yes.
Or
I
worst
think
movies.
Be a very fun
that,
one.
That might be next week. Tomorrow, I'm back in here with North Idaho Thursday. It's the Elks 100th anniversary coming up October 3rd. I believe it'll be Linda Tatlock joining us once again to talk about that and what all that entails. They wanted to have it this early summer, moved it back to late summer, moved it back to Labor Day. Now it's moved back to October 3rd, so hopefully we can get this in. Also, my good friend Nancy Dooley from 101 Women will join us tomorrow as well. So, Perky, we've got 1 minute. What are you going to do with yourself now that you're retired and you have this winter impending?
Oh, my gosh. Build things out of wood and paint and draw and make things out of clay and hang out with my grandkids and my family.
Aww.
And my friends.
Aww.
Ricky being one of them.
We should start a baking club. We can bake each other things.
Oh, my gosh. Except who's going to eat it?
you guys can. Derek raises his hand. And
I know I'll bring it in.
I know your two boys will. Zach Hagedon, yes. We know you're listening. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining the regatta last weekend. Yes. Happy anniversary and happy birthday weekend.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah. It's going to be busy.
And next up on the Zach Hagedorn show.
Actually, we're talking about Zach having his own show, so we'll just have to see
how that... I am a huge advocate
for
that.
Me too.
Very good.
He has a golden voice, man. It's beautiful.
All right. That's it for today. I'm back in here tomorrow. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.